Llámenos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Yeah, let's get ready to rumble. Ask me if I'm ready to rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
I'm always ready to rumble. Ask me if we're rumbling along.
Are we rumbling along?
We're rumbling along. Yes, let's start with something very, very easy. Are you ready?
Yes.
I will say there aren't many tissues in the box, and you say there are very few tissues in the box. What's a tissue?
Pañuelo de papel.
Yes. You say here Kleenex, right?
Yes, yeah. That's what I try to avoid.
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 Good. There aren't many tissues in the box.
There are very few tissues on the box. There are very few tissues in the box.
Maria made a mistake. That doesn't happen very often. There isn't much trash in the trash can.
There's very few trash in the trash... No, I don't...
Very little trash.
Ah, okay. There is very little trash in the trash can.
Can. Very good. Did you ask her if she watched Sesame Street when she was growing up?
Did you watch Sesame Street when you were young?
Yes, I did.
Okay, ask her, because we had a character called... There was a different version, a little bit, some different characters in the version that was broadcast in Ireland and Britain and in parts of the United States. We had a character called Oscar the Grouch. No? He lived in a trash can. How do you say trash can in Spanish?
En una papelera.
And what's a grouch?
Grouchy?
Yeah, someone who's always
grumpy.
So yes. he was my favorite character.
A sourpuss.
Yeah.
Do you say sourpuss?
Sourpuss.
Sourpuss.
Yeah.
Like the little dwarf.
Yes.
Grumpy.
Like grumpy.
Grumpy. Yes. There aren't many interesting shows on TV.
There are very few interesting shows on TV.
There isn't much vinegar in the bottle.
There is little vinegar in the bottle. In the bottle.
No, there isn't much vinegar.
There isn't much vinegar in the bottle.
Very little.
No, the whole thing.
There is very little vinegar in the bottle.
And that was at the beginning.
You repeated exactly what I said.
There is very little vinegar in the bottle.
No, careful of vinegar.
Vinegar in the bottle.
Bottle. What's vinegar in Spanish?
Vinagre.
Yes, now, there's a little bit of a difference. If you go to... What's a chipper? If you go to Britain or Ireland, what's a chipper?
Un pastor? Chipper?
No. Mm. No, no. A chipper is a place where you go to get fish and chips. This is still very typical. And I'm not talking about McDonald's, no. I'm talking about independent places in Ireland, very often owned by people who were originally Italian. And they make fantastic homemade chips and fish. And they put salt and vinegar on the chips. But the vinegar is pure white vinegar. Which is also very good for cleaning windows. Yeah, okay. But it tastes pretty good. There isn't much sand in my house.
There is very little sand in my house.
Again?
There is very little sand in my house.
One more time.
There is very little sand in my house.
Make sure you say the in my house. In my house.
In my house.
Or the whole thing.
There is very little sand in my house.
There isn't much fruit in the fridge.
There is very few fruits in my fridge.
No, I was going to say this. It's more typical in British English that we talk about fruit as being uncountable, and a lot of Americans talk about fruit as being countable.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say fruits, and I would say fruit. So we'll do both. There isn't much fruit in the fridge.
There is very little fruit in my fridge.
Okay, in the fridge.
In the fridge.
Good. There aren't many fruits in the fridge.
There are few.
Don't forget about very.
There are very few. Fruits?
Yes.
In the fridge.
In the fridge. There isn't much coffee left.
There is very little coffee left.
There isn't much milk in the carton.
There is very little milk in the carton.
There isn't much rain in Madrid.
There is little rain in Madrid.
Don't forget about the very.
There is very little rain in Madrid.
There aren't many chairs in his house.
There are very few chairs in his house.
There isn't much lava in the volcano.
There isn't very little lava in the volcano.
Try again.
There is very little lava in the volcano.
Very good. How do you say lava?
Lava.
Yeah. Oh. And volcano?
Volcano.
Yeah.
Volcan.
Volcan.
I'm Italiano.
There aren't many bracelets on her wrist.
There are very few bracelets in her wrists.
Try again.
There are very few bracelets in her wrist. On her wrist.
Wrist. How do you say wrist in Spanish?
Muñeca.
Yes. So I'll try again.
There are very few bracelets on her wrist.
One more time.
There are very few bracelets on her wrist. I can say it.
Wrist. Yeah. Like say risk.
Risk.
I'll put a T instead of the K.
Wrist.
Yes.
There are very few bracelets in her on her wrist.
Like a wrist on my head. Wrist.
Pero no me sale.
Yeah, one more time.
There are very few bracelets on her wrist.
Very good. Wrist. Yeah, good. So wrist is muñeca. Yes?
Yes.
And how do you say doll?
Muñeca.
Okay. There's a very famous Spanish song with the word muñeca in it. It's by Sabina. Princesa. And I don't think he listens to us, but poor Sabina had an accident recently.
He was
badly injured. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
He fell from the...
So if any of you are out there who are friends of Sabina, tell him I was asking for him. How do you say that in Spanish? I was asking for him. It's a very Irish thing to say.
You were inquiring about him.
Yeah, it's very Irish. Tell him I was asking for him.
Nos interesamos por él.
Yes.
Sorry, is it inquiring about or after?
You can say both. Yeah, inquiring about him, inquiring after him. And in Ireland we say he was asking for you, which is, in American English they would say about you. Yeah, yeah. There isn't much homework to be done.
There is very little homework to be done.
Homework.
There is very little homework to be done.
Very good. There aren't many glasses in the kitchen.
There are very few glasses in the kitchen.
Good. There isn't much vocabulary to be reviewed.
There is very little vocabulary to be reviewed.
Good. There aren't many t-shirts in the dryer.
There are very few t-shirts in the dryer.
How do you say dryer in Spanish?
En la secadora.
Yes. There aren't many slices of bread left.
There are very few slices of bread left.
There isn't much love in the world. God, that sounds very sad. There isn't much love in the world.
Yes, there is very little love in the world.
There isn't much pollution in the countryside.
There isn't very much pollution in the countryside.
There is very little pollution in the countryside.
There is very, very little pollution in the countryside.
Good, a quick bit of translation. Book 5, transition book 5, list 26. Podría haber un problema.
It could be a problem. It might be a problem.
There
might be a problem.
Okay. Podría haber.
There could be.
Oh, there could be a problem.
Tiene que haber un modelo. Tiene que haber un modo de hacerlo.
There has to be a way to do it.
Very good. Tiene que haber varios modos.
There have to be various ways. Different ways.
Varios.
Few ways.
Several.
Several ways.
Again?
There might be several ways.
Tiene que haber.
There have to be several ways.
Entonces, ¿para qué estamos esperando?
Then what are we waiting for?
Very good. Ha habido varios casos.
There have been several cases.
Nunca ha habido una huelga como esta.
There's never been a strike like this one.
Very good. ¿Qué hace a esta distinta?
What makes this one different?
Porque nadie le está apoyando.
Because nobody is supporting it.
Very good. Él es una persona tranquila.
He's a quiet person.
Okay, another way of saying it.
He's an easygoing person.
Very good. ¿Por qué estás tan callado?
Why are you so quiet?
Very good. Solo hablo cuando me veo obligado.
I only speak when I'm forced to.
Okay, a less formal way of saying I'm forced to?
I have to.
When I have to? I only speak when I have to?
I only speak when I have...
Have to. Yeah.
Have to.
I only speak when I have to.
Have to. To.
I only speak when I have to.
Yes, have to, yeah. Quiero que nos digas tu opinión.
I want you to tell us your opinion.
Very good. Another way of saying that. Instead of tell us.
What do you think?
Well, use opinion. I want you to. How does it compartir?
Share.
Share
your opinion.
With?
With us.
Good again.
I want you to share your opinion with us.
Or a penny for your thoughts.
A penny for your thoughts. Very good. Yes. Yeah.
I want to fill you out on this.
Yeah, kind of. But a penny for your thoughts would work a little better. Yeah. Creo que el proyecto va a fracasar.
I think the project is going to fail.
Nosotros opinamos lo contrario.
We think the opposite.
Good. Estáis cometiendo un gran error.
You're making a big mistake?
Or, yeah.
Making a big mistake.
¿En qué basas tu opinión?
What do you base your opinion on?
Very good. He visto el mismo error cometido miles de veces.
I've seen the same mistake made thousands of times.
Almost. Try again from the beginning. You were missing one letter.
A ver. I've seen the same mistakes.
No.
The same mistake made thousands of times.
Yeah, thousands of times. One
okay.
more time.
Yeah. I've seen the same mistake made thousands of times.
¿Qué os hace creer que esta vez va a ser diferente?
What makes you think this time will be different?
Very good. And who's going to?
What makes you think this time is going to be different?
Very good. ¿Quién me va a cuidar?
Who's going to take care of me?
Again?
Who's going to take care of me?
Very good. What does it mean if you say, who's going to take after me? What does that mean?
Parecerse.
No.
Be like? Take after?
Yeah,
takes
to be like,
after
yeah,
his
yeah,
father.
Sorry, yes, yes. Yeah. So, ¿quién me va a cuidar?
Who's going to take care of me?
Very good. And use the same sentence, but use after in
going
it.
Going to look after me.
Yeah, to look after.
Ah, look after. Yes. I mixed. Yeah.
Yes.
Look after, take care. Okay.
Yes. Ya te pondrás mejor, no te preocupes.
You'll get well, don't worry.
Very good. And mejor?
Better.
Yeah.
You'll get better, don't worry.
Es fácil para ti decir eso.
It's easy for you saying that.
Decir.
To tell him that, or to tell that.
To say.
Yes. It's easy for you to say that.
Easy.
It's easy for you to say that.
Nada es fácil hoy en día or hoy día?
Hoy en día.
Okay.
Nothing is easy nowadays.
Very good. Another way of saying nowadays.
In this day and age?
Very good. Yes.
Muy bien.
El cielo está empezando a despejarse.
The sky is starting to clear up.
Yes, again.
The sky is starting to clear up.
Okay, no, this is not a complete sentence. A medida que te hagas más mayor.
As you get older.
Very good.
Or grow older.
Yes, very good.
If you are a child, grow. And if you are,
Even an adult, you could say, you could say my father is growing old. Yeah, my father is getting old is more common. Son más listos de lo que crees.
They are clever than you think. More clever.
Yeah. Or?
Cleverer.
Yeah.
Both are correct, right?
Both are right. Yep. Yeah. Un gran avance científico.
A breakthrough.
Ansioso.
Anxious.
Almost.
Anxious.
Anxious. Yeah. Biología.
Biology.
Queja.
Complain. Complaint.
Good. Curriculum vitae.
Resume.
Good. Or?
CV.
Enano.
Dwarf.
I'm not sure if we can say that anymore. El destino.
Destiny.
Or?
I don't know.
Fate.
Good.
Ah,
say
fate.
Again.
Fate.
And how do you say fe?
Faith.
Good. Cosecha o recolección?
Crop.
Well, cosecha?
Harvest.
No, careful with the pronunciation. Wow, nasty. Qué mala leche tiene. So, cosecha o recolección?
Harvest.
Good. And what do you call the moon that shines during the harvest? It's a song by Neil Young. Harvest Moon. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, Harvest Moon. A cámara lenta.
In slow motion.
Dotes de mando.
I don't know.
How do you say leader?
Leader.
And how do you say barco? Grande.
Ship. Leadership?
Yes. Huh? La naturaleza.
Nature.
Grupo de presión.
Lobby.
Good. Another way of saying it? Literal translation?
Pressing group?
Pressure.
A pressure group.
Yeah, so she gets revenge. Yeah. So, again?
A pressure group.
Or just pressure group.
Pressure group.
La jubilación.
Retire. The retirement.
Take away the...
Retirement.
Good. Dominio de sí mismo.
Self-constraint.
Almost.
Self-domain.
Control.
Self-control or...
Self-assurance.
Self-restraint.
Yes.
Again. Self-restraint.
Self-restraint. Very good. Very good.
Fitz Tips.
Today's Fitz Tip is a very short one, but a very important one. Many Spanish students struggle to pronounce the word wood. W-O-U-L-D. You say something like gould. Now, the solution is a bird. And in English, that bird says to-wit, to-woo. To-wit, to-woo. So in English, it's an owl. O-W-L. And in Spanish, it's búho. If you take away the B, that leaves uo. And if you add a D, you get wood. U-H-O-D. Or bara. U-H-O-D. Bara. And you have wood. Hey presto. There you go. That's Fitz Tips. Fitz Tip for today. Back to vocabulary. Where were we? Ah. Dominio de sí mismo.
Self-restraint.
Good. Resbaladizo. No,
sleepy.
Am I saying that properly?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Resbaladizo.
Resbaladizo.
Slippy. Slippery.
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 Wet.
Slippery.
Slippery.
Yeah, no, slippy also works. Yeah, but slippery is more, slippery is better. Yeah. Slippery when wet, Bon Jovi album. Yeah. Fuerza.
Strength.
El Padre Nuestro.
Godfather.
No, as in the prayer. The prayer.
Our Father or Lord Father?
Our Father.
Our Father?
And the other one?
Lord. The Lord's Pray.
The Lord's Pray.
Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
So, El Padre Nuestro?
Our Father. Lord's.
Well, El Padre Nuestro.
The Our Father, Lord's Prayer.
Don't forget about the L.
Lord's.
L.
The Lord's Prayer.
Very good. Ask me which one I say.
Which one do you say?
I say the Our Father. But Richard would say the Lord's Prayer. I think generally in Protestant religions, they would call it the Lord's Prayer. And there's a slight difference in it, but I can't remember what it is. They have one more line at the end. Maybe because the Catholic is not so bad. I don't know. Nombrar.
To name.
And more officially?
To...
Like a prime minister does with his ministers at the beginning?
Appointed. To appoint.
Good. Resultar útil.
To come in handy.
Good. And what do Germans call mobile phones?
Mine handy.
Oh. Apañarse o salir del paso.
To get by.
Very good. Rematar.
To nail down.
Very good. Yeah. To nail down, yeah.
To rekill.
To rekill, yes. You know the first time I saw, and I came to, I'll never forget this. You see signs and you learn words. So I saw a sign and I thought it said Palo. But what did it say? Palo?
Palo.
No, Palo.
Polo.
No, Pollo.
Ah, Pollo.
Because I didn't know that the two L's were like a Y.
Okay.
Then I said, okay, so Palo, right. So Palo is chicken. And then you go and you say Palo. And the car is there, there's, ¿qué dices?
Claro.
Ah, Pollo. Vale. And then I said, so pollo means chicken. And then I saw a sign that said, re pollo. So I said, what the hell is that? Re chicken?
Two chicken.
Two chicken, but it turns out to be a kind of cabbage. So there you go. Yeah. So, matar. Re matar. Yeah. Tropezar con o encontrarse con.
To run into.
Very good. Tartamudear.
To stutter.
Close.
Stutter.
To stutter.
Stutter.
Yeah, to stutter. Now, I think we have to call this these days a speech impediment. Someterse a.
I don't know.
To undergo?
Very good, yes.
Ah, es verdad. To undergo an operation for
yes, for example, yeah.
Yes.
Inolvidable.
Unforgettable.
Who sang the song Unforgettable? Unforgettable.
Frank Sinatra.
In every way. No, I think it was actually Nat King Cole.
Really? Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Nat King Cole. But yeah. So, Inolvidable.
Unforgettable.
Very good. And there's a great Clint Eastwood film, one of my favorite films, called in English.
Unforgivable.
Close.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. Yeah. Who was the other main... There were two other main co-stars. Three of my favorite actors, actually. Do you remember who they were? Clint Eastwood. Gene Hackman. And Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Three of my favorite actors. Okay, let's do a little bit of...
But it was El Bueno, El Feo y El Malo, no?
No. No, ah. this was a more modern one that was made maybe...
Sin Perdón.
Yeah.
Oh,
Around 2000, yes. Between 2000 and 2005. Great film.
I know.
Let's do a quick bit of second conditional before the break. She enjoys her job because she meets a lot of interesting people.
If she didn't meet a lot of interesting people, she wouldn't love her job.
Close. Enjoy.
Enjoy her job.
I can.
If she didn't meet a lot of
interesting... Slow down.
If she didn't meet a lot of interesting people, she didn't love her job.
She wouldn't enjoy her job.
She wouldn't love.
Enjoy.
Okay. If she didn't meet a lot of interesting people, she wouldn't enjoy her job.
Good. He doesn't like his job because he doesn't deal with interesting things.
If he dealt with interesting things, he would love her job.
He would like his job.
He would like her job.
His job.
I
start again. If you listener, if you could see Pilar here, she's waving her hands around. How do you say that in Spanish?
Moviendo las manos.
Yeah, she's like those people who work in the airport. So he doesn't like his job. Yes.
If he dealt with interesting things, he will like his job.
Now don't forget about buo. Uo. Would.
Would.
Yeah, so from the beginning, he would.
He would.
From the beginning.
If he dealt with interesting things, he would like his job.
Michael is tall because his father is tall.
If his father weren't tall, Michael wouldn't be tall.
He's successful because he doesn't make mistakes.
He didn't make any mistakes, he wouldn't be successful.
But he doesn't.
If he made mistakes, he wouldn't be successful.
His progress is slow because he doesn't go to class often.
If he went to class often, his improvement? Oh.
Progress.
His progress will be, I don't know.
Wouldn't be slow.
Now go from the beginning.
If he went to class more often, his progress wouldn't be slow.
If he went to class more often, his progress wouldn't be slow.
Good, one more time.
If he went to class more often, his progress wouldn't be slow.
Good. I don't leave home before 6 because the sun doesn't rise before 6.
If the sun rose before 6, I would go to class earlier. I'd leave home earlier.
Now try it from the beginning.
If the sun rose before 6, I'd leave home before 6.
Yes.
If the sun rose before 6, I would leave home before 6.
Good. Now, with I would always contract to I'd. Easier for you.
Okay.
Who died on the Ides of March?
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, yes. The Ide. So I'd.
Did you say Ides?
The Ides of March.
The Ides. Huh?
Yeah, beware the Ides of
March. I thought
that
this was a Latin word, you kept it. But
yeah, so in English, Ides. I-D-E and in plural, I-D-E-S. Ides.
I-D-E.
Oh. I don't leave home before 6 because the sun doesn't rise before 6.
If the sun rose before 6, I would leave home.
Now use Ide. Always better Ide.
Ides. Ide.
Yeah.
If the sun rose before 6, I'd leave home before 6.
Good. People can't read my writing because I don't write clearly.
If you wrote clearly, people could read your letters.
Your writing. Again?
If you wrote clearly, people could read your writing.
One more time.
If you wrote clearly, people could read your writing.
He feels sleepy all day because he doesn't sleep much at night.
If he slept more at night, he wouldn't feel sleepy all day.
No, careful if you feel sleepy.
If he slept more at night, he wouldn't feel sleepy all day.
I buy the newspaper every day because it doesn't cost much.
If it costs much, you...
I used to change much.
A lot.
If it costs a lot, you wouldn't buy the newspaper every day?
Yes, again.
If it costs...
A lot.
A lot. If it costs a lot, you would buy the newspaper every day.
No, you wouldn't buy...
No, say the whole thing.
If it costs a lot, you wouldn't buy the newspaper every day.
Yeah.
Sobra dinero.
If it costs a lot, you wouldn't buy the newspaper every day.
Very good. Stables, folks, back with you in 4 minutes.
El MIP, o Máster en Inglés Profesional, está diseñado para los alumnos más exigentes, para aquellos cuyo futuro profesional requiere un alto nivel de inglés hablado y escrito, para aquellos que están dispuestos a ponerse en serio con el inglés con dedicación exclusiva. Se trata de un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración que al finalizar el alumno habrá estado en contacto con el inglés durante más de 1000 horas, repartidas entre clases presenciales, horas de estudio y horas de inmersión en Baugantown. Y recuerda que tienes una prueba de nivel gratuita para determinar tu nivel de inglés oral y escrito. Llámanos ahora al 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Si aún andas con dudas, llámanos. Conoce tu nivel de inglés. 911-33-5833. ¿Estás preparado para el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos y conoce tu nivel. 911-33-5833.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Campamentos Vaughan son campamentos residenciales de 1 o 2 semanas donde los niños van y se lo pasan bomba, con actividades, con juegos, con manualidades. Hablan en inglés constantemente con monitores angloparlantes y ni se dan cuenta que están aprendiendo inglés. Los niños se trasladan desde Madrid a los diferentes campamentos que tenemos en toda España y aparte tienen pensión completa en cada uno de nuestros campamentos. Los niños se levantan, desayunan y enseguida se ponen con las actividades lúdicas, no clases, porque llevan todo el año con clases y lo que quieren ahora en verano es pasárselo bien en inglés, claro. Después por la tarde tienen talleres para preparar las actividades nocturnas. Los niños se lo pasan genial.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños, no abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 911-133-5832. 911-133-5832.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 911-133-5832.
Este verano, apúntelos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntelos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés y para todas las edades. Llámanos.
911-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o a la calle Arapiles 18. Los sábados también cuenta con Vaughan. El próximo 22 de febrero, de 12:15 a 13:30 horas, en el Colegio Estudiantes en Las Tablas. Una masterclass gratuita con Richard Vaughan. Toma nota, porque el fin de semana también tienes planes con Vaughan. Sábado 22 de febrero, a las 12:15 de la mañana, en el Colegio Estudiantes en Las Tablas, en la calle Fromista. No faltes. Más información en grupovaughan.com/eventos.
Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Now, on the 9th of March, our new master's programs start. Very often students ask me, I really want to fix my problem with English. And I say, really? Really? Do you really want to? Really, really, really? Yes. And I say, well, you should do the master's. I don't have time. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have to make time. It's not that you have time. You have to make time, because it could be Monday to Thursday if it's the EMIP, which is from 7 to 9:30. Now 7 to 9:45, or it could be Friday and Saturday. And you say, "Woof, Friday and Saturday." Yes, but it's for 5 months of your life, and you will fix your English problem forever, forever. How do you say forever?
Para siempre.
Yeah. So, if you don't have time, then you make time. And you will have the best teachers I've ever seen in my life who will be your teachers. They will solve the problem for you. They will help you solve your problem. So the number to call is 91-133-5833-911-33-5833. Speaking of people who don't have time, many of the students who do this are CEOs, parents of children, people in senior positions in company, but they make the time, they make the sacrifice, they make the effort. And like any sacrifice, it will be worth it.
And you will do. That's true.
It's true. Any sacrifice, it will pay off. You'll get your money back because it'll pay off on your job, it'll pay off on your life. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll be more confident doing interviews. You'll be more confident in your job because we'll solve your English problem. And you'll practice, for example, simple past versus past continuous. Ready?
Ready.
For example, fun things like this. Great fun. ¿Qué pasó cuando venías aquí? Sorry. ¿Qué pasó cuando venías aquí?
Exacto. What happened when you were coming here?
Very good. Le vi cuando iba a clase.
I saw him when he was going to class.
Very good. ¿Qué hacías tú cuando les viste?
What were you doing when you saw him? Show them.
Again.
What were you doing when you saw them?
Very good. A bit more intonation.
What were you doing when you saw them?
Very good. ¿A dónde ibas cuando tuviste el accidente?
Where were you going when you had the accident? Where were you going when you had the accident?
Good. Now try something in these questions where there are questions. Put the intonation high at the beginning. So, where were you going when you had the accident?
Where were you going when you had the accident?
¿Dónde estaba él cuando se enteró del accidente?
Where was he when he had the accident?
Cuando se enteró del accidente.
When he found out about the accident.
And again?
Where was he when he found out about the accident?
Good. Another way of saying found out about. Enteró?
Learned. Where was he when he learned about the accident?
Try again.
Where was he when he learned about the accident?
Learned.
Where was he when he learned about the accident?
¿Qué hacías cuando oíste la noticia?
What were you doing when you heard about the news?
Take away the about.
What were you doing when you heard the news?
Good, one more time.
What were you doing when you heard the news?
Él bajaba de su coche cuando la bomba estalló.
He was getting out of his car when the bomb blew up.
Okay, another way of saying, instead of blew up?
Went off.
Yeah.
Went off.
Again?
He was getting out of his car when the bomb went off.
Good. Iba al cine cuando me encontré con Morgan.
I was going to the cinema when I ran into Morgan. Run.
Run. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to the cinema when I ran into Morgan.
Murieron cuando reparaban los cables.
They died when they were fixing the cables.
Good another way of saying fixing.
Repairing. They died when they were repairing the cables.
Pensaba en ti cuando me llamaste.
I was thinking of you when you called me.
Good another way of saying thinking of you.
I was thinking about you when you called me.
Good. ¿Qué hacías anoche cuando te llamé?
What were you doing yesterday when I...
Anoche.
What were you doing last night when I called you?
Very good. ¿Qué hacía tu mujer cuando llegaste a casa?
What was doing your wife when you got home? What was your wife doing when you got home?
Good. Cuando les vi, estaban entrando en un restaurante.
When I saw them, they were going into a restaurant or entering a restaurant.
Going into, yeah.
When I saw them, they were going into a restaurant.
Todo iba bien hasta que tú viniste.
Everything was going right.
Maybe not going right.
Well.
Yeah.
Everything was going right.
Well.
Everything was going well when you until you arrived.
Okay, good. Yeah. La conocí cuando ella trabajaba en la administración.
I met her when she was working for the administration.
Okay, working in the administration. Lo encontré cuando estaba limpiando la cocina.
I found it when I was cleaning the kitchen.
Ella la dejó porque se dio cuenta de que él la mentía. So be careful.
She left him because she realized he was lying to her.
Good. Lo perdí cuando cambiaba la rueda.
I lost it when I was changing the tire.
Very good. How do you spell tire in American English?
Wheel.
No, tire. Tire.
T-I-R-E.
And in British English?
T-Y-R-E. How do you spell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I spell it.
T-Y-R-E, yes.
Yes. Well, in American English, T-I.
T-I-R-E.
Do you have pneumatic as well or not?
Now, not for tires. You would talk about pneumatic pressure. Pneumatic pressure. But always a tire. Always a tire, yeah. El teléfono sonó cuando yo me estaba durmiendo.
The phone rang.
Be careful of the pronunciation.
Rang.
Yeah. And the phone rang.
The phone rang.
Yes.
When I was getting asleep. Falling asleep.
Good again.
The phone rang.
Rang.
Rang while I was falling asleep.
¿Cuándo?
When I was falling asleep. The phone rang when I was falling asleep.
Pensé en ello mientras conducía mi coche.
I thought about it while I was driving my car.
Good. Fue a verla cuando me enteré de su problema.
I went to see her when I found out about her problem.
Good. And now you've learned?
I went to see her when I learned about her problem.
Good. Él le rompió cuando lavaba los platos.
Rompió. He broke it when he was washing the dishes.
Very good. Dishes. Again?
He broke it when he was washing the dishes.
Good. What's, if someone calls you butterfingers, what does that mean?
You are very clumsy.
Yeah. How do you say it in Spanish?
Torpe.
Yeah. Butterfingers.
Dedos de mantequilla.
You say the same thing?
No.
Sí.
No?
No. Yes? Well,
you can. Okay.
Because you translate from English, but dedos mantequilla.
Se lo di a ellos cuando salían del hotel.
I gave it to them while...
Careful of the pronunciation.
I gave it to them when... To them when I was got...
I gave it to them when they were leaving the hotel.
I gave it to them when they were leaving the hotel.
Lo hicimos cuando el profesor no estaba mirando.
We did it when the teacher wasn't looking.
Mientras yo lavaba los platos, ella hacía las camas.
While I was washing the dishes...
No, carefully pronunciation.
Dishes.
No, the whole thing.
While I was washing the dishes, she was making the beds.
Very good. And again?
While I was
washing the dishes, she was making the beds.
Okay, let's finish off that second conditional that we did a little bit earlier on. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. He's very thin because he doesn't eat much.
If he ate much, he wouldn't be thin. If he didn't eat much...
No, no, no. Oh.
If he ate a lot, he'd probably be fat.
All right. But another way of saying much.
A lot? More?
More is what I want here. Yeah, so if he ate...
If he ate more, he wouldn't be so thin.
Very good.
If he ate more, he wouldn't be so thin.
Very good. If I told you he is like a... My father used to say this.
A pull through a...
She knows everything. Before I even say it, she knows it.
A pull through a...
A pull through...
For a stick, for a shotgun, for a shotgun. A pull forth through a shotgun.
A different type of gun from a shotgun. From more precise than a shotgun.
Rifle.
Yes.
A pull through for a rifle.
What is it?
Very thin.
No, say it again.
He's like a pull through for a rifle.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
So a pull, when you're cleaning a rifle.
Yes.
And you have the barrel.
Yes.
How do you say the barrel in Spanish?
El cañón.
Yeah. So you have something that cleans it.
Yes.
That's rigid but flexible.
I know.
And so you pull it through to remove the dirt.
Okay.
And it's like a long thin brush.
It's like a brush at the end.
And so you put it in one end and you put it out the other end. And so my father didn't like men who were very thin. He said, "Nah, you two things. If the man doesn't drink alcohol and the man is very thin, you can't trust him." So he would say, I'd say, well, what does that guy look like? Ah, he's like a pull through for a rifle. He needs to eat a bag of potatoes. Yeah. So he's very thin because he doesn't eat much.
If he ate more, he wouldn't be thin.
Very good. He wouldn't be so thin.
If he ate more, he wouldn't be so thin.
Very good. She doesn't have an income because she doesn't have a job.
If he had a job, she would have an income.
His office is full of papers because he never throws away old documents.
If he threw away old documents, his office wouldn't be so full of papers.
Very good. He doesn't earn good commission because he doesn't sell many cars.
If he sold more cars, he would have more extra, no?
Earn better commission.
Better commission. He would have... Yes.
So, Dave, yeah.
After your reflection.
I agree. If he sold more cars, he would earn more commissions.
Well, better commission.
Better commission.
Yeah. Now, in British and Irish English, we would use it as an uncountable. It's possible that in American English they would say commissions, but I would say commission. So, try again from the beginning.
If he sold more cars, he would earn more commission.
Better.
If he sold more cars, he would earn better commission.
Good. She doesn't learn much because she doesn't make an effort.
If she made an effort, she would learn more.
Very good again.
If she made an effort, she would learn more.
He's here because he's my brother.
If he weren't your brother, he wouldn't be here.
And again?
If he weren't your brother, he wouldn't be here.
Good. Now we're going to practice with as long as and provided that. So I will say, I will do it only if you support me. And I want you to say, I will do it as long as you support me, or I will do it provided that you support me. I will do it only if you support me, as long as.
I'll do it as long as you support me.
Provided that.
I'll do it provided that you support me.
I will go there only if you come with me, as long as.
I will go there as long as you come with me.
Very good, provided that.
I'll go there provided that you go with me.
You come with me.
You come with me. I'll go there provided that you come with me.
He'll pay for it only if there's a proper invoice, as long as.
He'll pay for it as long as he...
as long as there's a proper invoice.
I'll pay for it. He'll pay for it as long as there is a proper invoice.
Again?
He'll pay for it as long as he pay for it. As long as there is a proper invoice.
One more time.
He'll pay for it as long as there is a proper invoice.
Very good. Provided that.
He'll pay for it provided that there's a proper invoice.
Very good. I'll write the report only if you promise to sign it, as long as.
I'll write the report as long as you sign it.
You promise to sign it.
I'll write the report as long as you promise to sign it.
Very good. Provided that.
I'll write the report provided that you promise to sign it.
I'll call the meeting only if at least 10 managers attend, as long as.
I'll call the meeting as long as at least 10 managers attend.
Provided that.
I'll call the meeting provided that at least 10 managers attend it.
Attend.
Attend.
Again?
Es que de verdad que vaya problema. I'll call the meeting.
Say it again.
I'll call the meeting.
Good.
Provided that at least 10 managers attend.
Good. I'll fly there only if you pay for my accommodation.
As long as. Mm. I'll fly there as long as you pay for my accommodation.
Very good. Provided that.
Provided that you pay for the accommodation.
My accommodation.
Provided that you pay for my accommodation.
Good. I'll arrange the party only if you promise to stay sober. As long as.
I'll arrange the party as long as you promise me to stay sober.
Now take away the me and to stay sober from the beginning.
I'll arrange the party as long as you promise to stay sober.
How do you say sober in Spanish?
Sobrio.
And now with provided that.
I'll arrange the party provided that you promise to stay sober.
Good. I'll teach the class only if you pay me in advance, as long as.
I'll teach the class as long as you pay me in advance.
Very good. Provided that.
I'll teach the class provided that you pay me in advance.
Good. I'll make the offer only if you back it up with technical support, as long as.
I'll make the offer as long as you back it up with technical support.
Provided that.
I'll make the offer provided that you support us with technical support.
You back it up.
You back it up with support.
Technical.
Yeah, support. No, say the whole thing.
I'll make the offer provided that you back it up with technical support.
I'll make the offer provided that you back it up with technical support.
Again?
I'll make the offer provided that you back it up with technical support.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with direct and indirect objects. So I'm going to give you a sentence, but I want you to change everything to pronouns. So if I say, when did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother?
When did they show it to her?
Very good. When did the woman hand the documents to Nigel?
When did they handle them to him? To him?
When did they handle them to him?
La gallina.
When did she hand them to him?
When did he handle to him?
When did she hand them to him?
When did he handle...
She.
It's hand.
When did she hand them to him?
Good, again.
When did she hand them to him?
When did the workers deliver the merchandise to the inspector? And the inspector's a man.
When did they deliver them to him?
The merchandise. The merchandise.
When did they deliver them to him?
The merchandise is uncountable.
When did they deliver it to them? To him.
Good, again.
When did they deliver it to him?
Good. When did your uncle sell his car to the Smith family?
When did she sell it?
Your uncle?
She.
Your uncle's a woman.
Uncle Tom, yeah. When did he sell it to them?
Good,
family?
Again.
When did she sell it to them?
Is your uncle a man or a woman?
When did he sell it to them?
Very good, to them.
To them.
One more time.
When did he sell it to them?
When did Natasha receive the ticket from her cousin? And her cousin's a man.
When did she receive it from him?
Good. When did the parents take the toy from their daughter?
When did they take it from her?
Very good. When did you buy the computers from the dealer?
When did I or when did you buy them from him?
Good again.
When did you buy them from him?
Very good. When did the postman give the letters to the woman?
When did he...
Okay, but when did he?
When did he take?
Or give?
When did he give them from him, from her?
To her.
When did he give them to her?
To her. One more time.
When did he give them to her?
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of short answer drill practice. Did you see a UFO last year?
No, I didn't.
What's a UFO in Spanish?
Un ovni.
Very good. Could you and I speak English when we were 2 months old?
No, we couldn't.
Although you probably could. Will the countries in Europe disappear in the next 30 years?
No, they won't.
Should the police get tough with people who don't pay their taxes?
Yes, they do. Yes.
No, they should.
Oh, wow, okay. Yes, they should.
Very good. Have I ever spoken to you about my family?
Yes, you have.
Was your mother over 30 when you were born?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Are Mexico and Argentina Spanish-speaking countries?
Yes, they are.
Would you be afraid if I pointed a gun at you?
Yes, I would.
Would you? Really?
Really, yes. Right.
Has there been a plane crash in the news this week?
No, there hasn't.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No, I don't.
Will the New York Times publish an article about you next week?
I don't think so.
All right, very good. Will you call me tonight before going to sleep?
No, I won't.
Should priests lead virtuous lives?
Yes, they should.
Have you and I ever flown together in the same airplane?
No, we haven't.
Was I the first person you thought about when you got up this morning?
Yes, I was.
No. Was I the first person you thought about when you got up this morning?
Yes, you were.
All right, very good. Was there a civil war in Italy during the 80s?
No, there wasn't.
Would people believe me if I claimed I could become invisible?
No, they wouldn't.
All right. Is the Virgin Mary a central figure in the Hindu religion?
No, she's not.
Very good. Do the people in South Africa speak English?
No, they don't.
In South Africa?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, no, not everybody, but it's one of the most spoken languages. Okay, there are some people who don't speak English there. Can you live 30 days without food and water?
Yes, I can.
30?
No.
30?
No.
Well, without
no.
water?
No, no,
without food,
sorry.
Yes.
Without food,
yes.
Without water, no.
But without water, I think maybe just probably about 3 or 4 days, apparently.
No, right? No.
Let's do some negative questions. I say the negative statement, you have to ask me why. They aren't as fast as they used to be.
Why aren't they as fast as they used to be?
They aren't serious about their jobs.
Why aren't they serious about their jobs?
It wasn't right.
Why wasn't he right?
It wasn't right.
Why wasn't it right?
It wasn't as easy as they said.
Why wasn't it as easy as they said?
Dragon.
Why wasn't it as easy as they said?
He wasn't chosen for the job.
Why wasn't he chosen for the job?
Try again.
Why wasn't he chosen for the job?
Good. He wasn't informed of the problem.
Why wasn't he informed of the problem?
She wasn't given an opportunity.
Why wasn't she given an opportunity?
She wasn't invited to the meeting.
Why wasn't she invited to the meeting?
I wasn't a member of the team.
Why weren't you a member of the team?
I wasn't selected for the position.
Why weren't you selected for the position?
I wasn't here yesterday.
Why weren't you here yesterday?
There wasn't a party last night.
Why wasn't there a party last night?
There weren't any job offers last week.
Why weren't there any job offers last week?
Again.
Why weren't there any job offers last week?
There isn't a solution to that problem.
Why isn't there a solution to that problem?
There aren't any people at the meeting.
Why aren't there any people at the meeting?
I don't need their help.
Why don't you need my help?
Their help.
Why don't you need their help?
Very good. One more time.
Why don't you need their help?
Their
help.
One more time.
Why don't you need their help?
I don't go to see her anymore.
Why don't you go to see her anymore?
I don't know what to do.
Why don't you know what to do?
I don't have enough time.
Why don't you have enough time?
I don't want to do it.
Why don't you want to do it?
He doesn't need your help.
Why doesn't he need your help?
He doesn't care about what happens to us.
Why doesn't he care about what happened to us? What happens to us?
Again?
Why doesn't he care what happens to us?
Why doesn't he care about?
Why doesn't he care about what happens to us?
He doesn't like her.
Why doesn't he like her?
She doesn't like him.
Why doesn't she like him?
We don't like them.
Why don't we like him?
Them.
Why don't we like them?
They don't like us.
Why don't they like us?
Very good. It doesn't take long to do it.
Why doesn't it take long to do it?
It doesn't seem fair.
Why doesn't it seem fair?
Very good. It doesn't rain there in the summer.
Why doesn't it rain there in the summer?
It doesn't take long to do it.
Why doesn't it take long to do it?
Very good. They don't come here very often.
Why don't they come here very often?
They don't show their feelings.
Why don't they show their feelings?
They don't believe in ghosts.
Why don't they believe in ghosts?
I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I won't do it.
Why won't you do it?
Very good. They can't hear us.
Why can't they hear us? Why can't they hear us?
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thanks to my guests. Thanks to you. Don't forget, Masters, the greatest English program on earth. 911-133-5833. You'll solve your English problem for life. Bye-bye.
Ven a una masterclass de Richard Vaughan el 27 de febrero a las 18:30 horas en Barcelona, en la Casa del Libro de Rambla Cataluña 37. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/eventos. Entrada gratuita.
In the professional world, effective communication is everything. Even the most technically inclined engineers need to be good communicators if they want to move up in their profession. This applies not only to good communication skills in Spanish, but in English as well. To be effective in English, you need to achieve a level C2 in listening comprehension and C1 plus in speaking. In other words, you need to be able to understand perfectly meanings and nuance.